Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We got this email here. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This guy said, keep me anonymous. I've always been a fan of your show. You guys make my job bearable. So last night, after a date, I had this other girl reach out to me from a hookup app wanting to know if I wanted to come over. She's about a six. But since I didn't get lucky with my date the night before, I said, sure, why not? So I head over to her house. The plan was she wanted to do sexy massage role play.
That's a hell of a plan.
Okay. I get there. We meet. We start the role play. No red flags so far. But when things start getting hot, I have her turn over from her stomach to her back. And that's when I see it.
What?
Penis?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh.
The donger.
Penis?
Not a penis, thank goodness.
Oh. Penis? Penis?
That's a shocking massage surprise. When you have to rub and tug the girl, that is something else.
Would have hoped you would have discovered it much sooner in the
massage.
What
do you think he saw?
I'm going to say
so what
long
happened?
Nipple
he
hair.
He flipped her over to where?
He just flipped her over on her back. He was doing sexy massage play.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and he saw what
she
did he
was
see?
on her stomach, and he
hairy,
flipped her over.
Hairy boobs. Hairy
problem,
nipples.
Right? What else could it be?
It could be a treasure trail down.
Oh, yeah.
Like hair on all the way up the stomach.
So what do you think? Hair.
I'm thinking hair on nipples is my number
nipple
one.
Hair.
Yeah.
Okay, Andy.
I think a large concerning mole.
Large ooh, concerning
mole. Large graphic mole.
Hairy, a hairy mole. Could be a hairy mole. Or there's it's something to do with hair, but where?
Yeah, that's it.
Where is the
a
hair?
A lot of
where
hair down
it?
There.
That's like
too
a bad
much hair
mega
down
bush.
There?
A bad
mega,
Dr. Seuss book.
Mega bush.
It's
Lisa.
Hair, but where?
Or a really
a
fun
lot
board
of hair
game
down
for
there.
Kids.
Yeah.
A mega bush.
You've heard of Don't Wake Danny or Don't Break the Ice. Have you played?
This one's called A Lot of Hair Down There.
Where's the hair?
Where's the hair?
It's like, no penis, thank goodness.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of different titles you could give this one. Well, you guys are kind of right, but you didn't nail it. He said, when I saw it, hairy, furry, disgusting pits.
Oh. Pits. Oh, we didn't think of pits.
Didn't think of
well,
pits.
Well, because I guess I didn't think like pits are the number one thing when you flip over that you see, but
right,
I guess you do see
not,
them. Yeah, you're not. Your hands aren't up. Like, you're not under arrest.
He said, I finished the deed, even though I was just staring at her Sasquatch pits the entire time. As I'm getting dressed, we're talking. Apparently, she's a roller derby girl, and she doesn't shave because her teammates don't either.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Had to share my shame with you guys.
I just feel like trying to have sex with a roller derby girl is
it thinks is
get thrown around a little bit.
Dangerous.
Might not
be bad, but I'm just saying, I think you're in for it. A couple elbows, at least.
I come in here with a black eye. Dave the roller derby girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she took her skate off last week.
Oh, threw it at you?
I'll bash my brains
beat
in.
Beat the hell out of you, huh?
Yeah.
Andy, be careful, man. Are you going roller skating with her?
Or? I can't. I'll break my hips.
Yeah.
I'll break
it's
my
dangerous.
Hips. I'll break both my hips. Actually, I got some meaty hips. I'd probably be good at roller.
You'd be fine.
I'd be a great roller derby girl.
Yeah. You join a team.
You'd be the wall or whatever.
I'm like, let's go, girl. Poof.
Andy Green, roller derby girl.
You hear Andy killed a girl last night.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. He takes it real serious.
It gets aggressive.
They get him going real fast, but he doesn't know how to stop yet.
Right through a door the other day.
Yeah. Yeah. They whipped him. They did one of those whips.
Yep.
Yeah, I know I couldn't be with a roller derby girl.
They're very hardy
yes.
women.
Okay,
yes.
I'll say this. Yes. There's a couple,
absolutely.
But there's a couple different, and the only reason, there used to be a roller derby, like, show you could watch.
On TV?
Yeah, like late at night when I was very young. And you'd see they'd have like the wall type chicks. But then they had the girls that had to be like built for speed. So there would be like a couple little girls.
Yeah, you're right. Mm. There was. There's that, more fit ones for sure.
I never watched that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. It was just girls on TV, Lisa.
Right.
It was like worth a watch. But yeah, like, so I guess the fast ones, the whole idea is you have to like get around and lap a team. The fast person has to lap the rest of the crew or whatever. And if they do that, you get a point or something like that, from what I remember.
I think the jammer is the name of the person.
It might be.
Like, you have to get to a certain point to score?
Yeah.
I think the other ones are blockers?
Yeah, blockers. So you got the big girl blockers, and you got the little girl who's got to, like, be able to motor. And so you hopefully he had the motor girl.
Yeah.
And not the blocker.
Right.
Yeah. Seems a little blockery.
Harry Pitt.
Seems blockerish to me.
No. Truthfully, of all the things you could see when you flip someone over, Harry Pitts is not that bad. I mean, it's not my thing, and I wouldn't appreciate it.
It's not the worst
but
thing.
But it's not balls, right?
Yeah, I could deal with Harry Pitts.
Yeah.
I can deal with Harry Pitts.
Yeah, yeah, on the list of discoveries.
Not my preference. I mean, I would be taken aback by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even as a roller derby queen?
Even as a roller derby queen, yes, dude.
Would you feel the pressure to really grow out body hair just to fit in?
Well, I got no problem with that anyway. Yeah. I'd fit right in. I'd start new trends for them.
I thought of people massaging each other, obviously. That's sexy times. But I never thought of role playing. Like, if a guy really wanted a rub and tug, but it wanted it from his lady to, like, have her role play, like she's an Asian masseuse.
Well, I think there's all sorts of stuff going on, so.
Sure. And that's a safe way to do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to be busted if she's your lady.
Yeah.
Right? And that's your bedroom. You really want to try it. Maybe she could wear a mask.
I just don't know if I could suspend disbelief long enough to really believe.
Well, that's what I think about all these role playing. Like, either these people are much better at suspending disbelief than I am. Because I'm like, Amber's not really the male lady.
Yeah, it's hard. You know?
Like
that's hot.
Yeah, like any time that's Dave's role play. She's always wanting to bang the male lady.
At uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. He's always wanted that.
I'm just thinking people that come to the house. It was the first thing that popped into my head.
That's so funny.
Male lady.
Male ladies' uniforms are terrible.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
I've never seen an attractive male person.
I have.
I bet they have costumes to make them slutty or something.
We have one, and she's fairly attractive.
There's a big Freudian slip.
You have an attractive male lady that you like to bang.
Like playground taunting me.
Dave likes the male lady.
I've never seen Lisa bully.
First comes love.
Lisa bullying right now.
Dave likes the male lady.
Wow.
Male lady.
Well,
certified letter.
She wants your package, Dave, huh?
Well, it's kind of a dead giveaway when you say what you want.
Yeah.
And then you're like, you're right off the top of your head.
You said it, then she's attractive.
Who has an attractive male lady?
Only Dave, and he wants the male lady.
Stop it.
Whoa.
Amber, why don't you just pretend to be, I don't know, off the top of my head, pretend to be a male lady. You've got my Amazon package.
It's big Amazon package.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right.
Now I'll give you mine. Ah, goodness gracious.
You call her by the male lady's name?
That was simply, I know no one will believe me, but it's simply a coincidence. I'm like, who would come to our house and we could role play? Oh, we have a male lady. And then when you made me think about it, I'm like, no, she's not bad looking. But
does
it's not
she
like
walk
I've
up
had
to the door and deliver the mail, or do you have it on the street, like they drive?
We have it on the street, but if there's a package, she'll come to the house.
Right. That's nice of her. That's very nice of her.
She does for everybody.
Yes.
Not just us.
Mm.
That's what she does. That's her job. If package can't fit in those little tiny mail things, she brings it to your house for you.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah. Does she bring it right inside to your bedroom?
Okay. Relax. God, I hope I never see her. God forbid this gets back to her.
Oh, my God.
I'll never answer the door again.
Yeah.
She's asking to put on a new route ASAP.
Oh, yeah. Like that perv on the radio is after me. Yeah.
There's that radio guy who likes to watch me handle his big packages. Yeah. I'm not comfortable delivering that anymore.
Right. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Yeah. Amber better watch out for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. I think that any time that I've ever even been involved in a slight role play, it's always like me, the one acting. Because you couldn't act towards me and me take it seriously. Like, you couldn't pretend to be a nurse, and I'm like, yeah, I'm real.
Yeah, you believe it or whatever.
Got such a fever.
I'm so sick, you know?
That's why you always play cowboy, and I always play pony.
Exactly. Exactly. Time to ride, pony.
Yeah.
My pony.
He's so good at it.
Do it.
He's a perfect pony.
Yeah. I got sidetracked completely, but I'm just saying.
I guess.
You know, if you want to, you know, if there's a guy out there really who's always wanted to rub and tug, but, you know, obviously is not pervy enough to do it, there's how you could play it out, you know.
Yeah.
Ask your lady to do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the male lady.
But chicks are always the ones with the fantasies, it seems like. Like, yeah. I'm just cool just having some sex. You know?
That's it.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys really don't need it for the most part. Truthfully.
No.
Yeah.
You know? But to this guy, I mean, if it was a good time, if you can get past the hairy pits, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Really. If everything else was great in your sexy massage role play with her, go for it again. You ever want to reach us? You can. Email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it. Here's a little tip. If you want to step in, maybe help out in a situation in which you're going to fire your gun to stop a bad guy, let's make sure you're pretty good at firing that gun.
Yeah.
Shall we?
This is the concern. This is the other side of everyone having a gun.
Someone in Phoenix fired shots at some burglars that were running away from an Ace Hardware.
Bang, 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 bang.
But missed them completely.
Yep. But look at that crowd behind him.
And did get one of the poor old Ace Hardware guys.
Oh, he's like, oh God. Oh, God. Ouch. Why? What has happened?
I'm sorry. I saw someone. I think it was a black guy. I just started shooting.
You started firing. It's not the Old West.
I don't know.
Do you understand? I'm bleeding out.
I must have got him.
I think he got me in my liver.
I did. Yeah, I did. That's fatal.
Is that where that is?
That's fatal right there.
That is. That's a.
No stopping that.
That's an end gamer right there.
Yep. You want me to call somebody?
I mean, no. Right. I'll just lay here.
Okay. Hey, do you know where the screws are?
I'm 14.
I'll 12. Thank you.
He would still want to know what he wanted to get.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
That's why I'm here.
Here's a little story from ABC 15. Take a listen.
Pretty wild situation after an attempted robbery in Phoenix. This happened right around 9 o'clock this morning near 32nd Street and Indian School. Police say this started when an employee tried stopping a shoplifter. Well, they wound up outside the store where a man who was standing nearby tried shooting the shoplifter. Well, he missed and shot the employee instead. And that person's okay, but police haven't said yet if the shoplifter was ever caught.
So they said man. And I can see the mistake when you see a picture of the shooter. But this is actually a lady.
Oh.
With
so
a
that's the person that
mustache.
Was trying to help?
That's the person that was trying to help. The lady in a tie-dye shirt and a mustache.
That's a lady.
That's a lady. The news reported it was a man, I guess.
A lady now.
Armed and dangerous?
What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, is she...
They just say lady. They don't say...
Yeah,
I think that's just a lady with a mustache, Chuck. It's seen many times.
Mm-hmm.
Mustache ladies.
Yep.
Possible.
So this woman arrested for trying to help, but then shooting an Ace Hardware employee while attempting to stop two robbery attempts. So this happened about 9:15 in the morning. 45-year-old Naya Rees, that's her name. She was walking her dog just by this Ace Hardware, and she saw two people running from the store holding items, followed by the old guy Ace Hardware employee yelling at them to stop.
Right.
She observed the incident, realized two people looked to be shoplifting. One of the two shoplifters got into a sedan right in front of her and began to drive away. The second person ran after the vehicle and was trying to get in as it was driving away. she fired two shots toward the vehicle in an attempt to disable it. She's going to blow out the tires like
something you'd see in Die Hard.
She was, okay, all right. So she was not trying to kill the people.
So she says.
Because.
Look at her face, dude.
I mean,
that lady, as soon as she got that gun, she couldn't wait
to kill someone.
Yeah, she was watching FBI stuff. And
the vehicle. Very large neck.
Yes, she does.
Real thick neck. Yep. Woman.
She looks like a football player
or a sumo wrestler.
Yep.
The vehicle drove away. It was discovered that it was one of the elderly Ace Hardware employees that was shot in his knee.
Oh, his knee.
Probably bounced off the ground or something or.
Ricocheted off the car?
Something.
Or just hit him right in the knee because she was such a bad shot.
Yeah.
She disabled the weapon and cooperated with cops. The employee was rushed to the hospital. He was treated for his injury. She was arrested. She faces charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and discharging a weapon within city limits.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for because I'm pretty sure if someone shoplifts, you can't just empty a clip in them.
I'm sure they tell you that. I'm sure they tell you that when you get your concealed carry.
I think you're only allowed to step in if someone
is presenting
like real danger.
It's to defend yourself in a life-threatening situation.
Yeah, or someone else. Like if someone's trying like attempted kidnapping or something like that.
So not if they stole a new doorknob.
You can't just
blow them to pieces.
No, anything you can get in Ace Hardware. You should be allowed to just walk out with.
Yeah, this lady's like, I am the Punisher, like from a Marvel comic.
Yeah.
My whole family was a kill. And now I just walk the streets waiting. I avenge a Home Depot.
So you're out just walking your dog, strapped and ready to kill.
Ready.
Mm. I guess she was trying to do a nice thing, I guess, right? Delusional, almost. Yeah. But
there's probably a lot of people in Arizona to look out for.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
So.
It's just like, it's a robbery. I mean, it's not like a...
The poor old... I just keep going back to the poor old guy who's just like a minutes before, like, Ace is the place.
Right.
Well, once again,
Ace business. Yeah.
Like, they hired an ultimate old man to protect the Ace.
Right.
Like, dude, it's not your screws. It's not your doorknob. Yeah. Just relax,
Let
man.
It go.
Just relax. He's they
like,
got it.
I remember, like yesterday, I was just stuck in the circular saws. I heard a commotion.
Fine. People are verifying you can't just shoot someone for shoplifting. The only time is the loss of life or someone in serious bodily harm.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me. Somebody was like, here's your license to carry a gun.
Yeah.
And looked her right in the eyes.
And she was like, thanks.
I believe the makings of a goatee, actually. I now see there's more than just a mustache.
That's
there is some chin there.
About everything that's going on.
I've been checked out by some ladies.
Oh, I've seen full beards.
That have, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a full beard.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
hairs on their chinny chin chin.
Oh, yeah.
You can't believe.
Oh, yeah,
it happens. There's a lot of ladies with facial hair out there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Apparently packing heat. Don't make fun of their facial hair because they'll blow you to bits.
No.
Yeah, you can't say a word about that lady's mustache.
You're dead. You're dead.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, I don't know if any of you have done the TikTok silhouette challenge.
I know I've done it.
Yeah, Chuck does.
Yeah, it's like whatever that song is, and then you
get nude and
you get nude.
You show the silhouette of your body.
Yes, that's what I do.
That's what Chuck has done. But here's the thing. If you're planning to do this, don't. People have figured out how to remove the red filter. So they see your complete naked body.
Right.
Jackpot.
So James is logging on to Chuck's TikTok right now.
Well, I did it with the lights on for him.
I was the one to help him set up the lighting.
Yeah. Sure, you were the camera guy.
You do like a live show for him.
Yeah, every night.
So it was busted loose. A bunch of channels were set up to show you how to remove the filter. I mean, there's couples doing dog. There's all sorts of things that people have done and put the red light filter on thinking, well, no one will ever know it's us.
That's so funny. I didn't know that it was a filter. I assumed that people were doing it.
Yeah, I thought there was a red light in the room.
That's I thought they were doing it themselves.
Posing, like, to show you the silhouette.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so dumb to do it with just a filter.
Yeah.
Bad news for one of the people on a different show in the building.
Oh, have they done it?
Yes, what? He did.
No. What did he do?
He did this exact challenge.
Nude?
No. I mean, I didn't talk to him to find out if he was really completely naked in it, but he looks very nude.
No, oh, come on.
Oh, yes. Let's do it right now.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Let's decode it.
Decode it. Let's not.
No.
Come on.
I don't want to decode anything.
I want to see if it works. I'm gonna pull down all the sound.
This is the correct account. Well, we need the correct account. No, but
no, that's
the right
not.
Person you're looking for.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
You're looking.
I'll look into what his info is.
Yeah, okay.
Damn.
Yeah. That little does he know. We're going to see his little does he know.
That's hilarious. Oh, you
sure,
wiener, your
I'm
little
sure
does
it's not,
he know.
Sure it's not little.
That's my little does he know.
I'd only do this if I had a big does he know.
Yeah, that's the only way.
Oh, my God. I think I found it.
Yeah, but we have to watch it on your phone.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So it starts out.
Yeah, that's how they all start. They start, it's playing a certain song. I can't remember what the song is, but then it says, yeah, he's nude.
Oh, man. He's gonna.
Yep. Take it off. Come on. Remove the filter.
I'm not doing it.
Remove it. Remove it.
Oh, my. Yeah, so that's, wow, that's crazy. The trend started as a form of empowerment, a way for people to feel sexy and good in their bodies. But because, you know, everything is terrible, some people have figured out a way around this now.
That's interesting, because all I thought it was just super hot people that for a minute tried to make themselves, like they put a baggy shirt on and some baggy pants. Mm. And then they were like, look how gross I am. And then all of a sudden it showed them without clothes. And you're like, nope, you're not gross.
Right.
I didn't think it would be possible to remove a filter.
Well, yeah, there's some, there's videos all over the internet showing you how to do it.
Well, the thing is, all it is it's just like those corrective glasses for people that are colorblind. If you see everything in red, you can then reverse that by putting the right colors in front of that.
Oh, and just make it.
And all of a sudden, it'll look like it's in full color again.
Hmm. Yeah. I was able to look it up.
That's why I thought it was people actually just had red lights at their house.
That's what I thought.
A lot of people with red lights.
Yeah. These are
I
all.
I have one.
I've got several, red too.
I have several, yeah. I don't know.
I have not a one.
I know.
Yeah, but if you look it up, this girl is the one that kind of told people about it, I believe. She's the one that told them, like, hey, it's she's
yeah,
a photographer.
Put your head on my shoulders.
Yeah, here's what she said. If we can listen.
Silhouette challenge on my For You page. And even though they're all really cute and creative and y'all look bomb in them, just make sure you're being cognizant of what you're wearing before you actually do all the editing for the final product, because anyone can easily take those images and revert them back to the original. So if you're wearing a bra and panties, or if you're nude, or whatever you did before you applied the editing to create that shadow look, just know that it's really easy to just put it back to the original. Okay?
That's cool she did that.
Yeah.
They're super cool to me. Like, they're
so
very, very cool. Not all of them, but
wow, that's yeah, there's nothing cool about that one.
Yeah,
no, and you're gonna see, I'm sure, quite a bit of those. There's a lot of weird ones.
Jar Jar. Oh, Shrek. Yeah, so
but there's
have...
guys and girls are doing this, couples are doing it. There's all sorts of people who have done this, and little do they know that people can easily see them nude now if they got nude before they did the silhouette.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Because I will say, there you can tell there's a lot of people that are nude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. All the ones I've seen, they
You can tell they're nude.
Yeah, they were definitely nude. But, yeah, pervs know how to perv. So as people kept on putting the videos up showing you how to remove the red filter, they'd be taken down, but then they just keep... So many people are doing it now that they can't keep up. There's... I think the Silhouette Unfiltered took off as another hashtag.
Oh, okay.
So
and all you do
posting the ones they had unfiltered.
Your Earth is down. Silhouette Unfiltered now.
Yeah. I think TikTok has since yesterday they have tried to suspend that hashtag.
So. Well, I'll find it on YouTube or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Wow, that's crazy. What a crazy thing, because you just... They took off like so many people have done them.
Including someone we know.
Yes. I'm sure.
I almost would love to just record his reaction. Hey, oh my God, I got to tell you something. They can take the red filter off the Silhouette Challenge. Everybody's seen you new. And just get his reaction.
Oh, man.
Call him up.
Oh my God. Yeah, that'd be something.
That's right. A hilarious thing. Just to, I've never talked to him, but just to be like, just so you know, the red light. Like, people have seen you nude.
Just so you know, the internet has seen you nude.
Yeah. That's a hell of an, like a first conversation.
James, right. Will you tell him?
I will. Yeah, I got no issues. If I see him, I will let him know.
And
absolutely.
Then later you'll go over that conversation in your head.
Yeah, like we just talked about earlier. He's going to think I'm such a piece of crap. He's going to think I'm the biggest piece of crap in the building. Yeah. I'm such an idiot. He's going to hate me. He's never going to want to see me again. He's going to write a letter. He's going to send an email to the GM here. Yeah. Talk about how dumb I am. He's going to talk to Dave. He's going to tell Dave to kick me off the show.
That's
why I lay in bed at night. Like, oh my God, please just fall asleep.
He'll find out.
Please just fall asleep.
Quit thinking about every conversation you've had with every person in the building. Yes, they think you're a weirdo, but no, they don't think you're a harmful weirdo.
Exactly.
Right.
Yes.
Harmless weirdo.
Harmless weirdo.
Oh, yeah. There's a...
Should be my autobiography.
Harmless weirdo!
The story of James Campbell.
That's a good title.
The Harmless Weirdo.
Yeah, there it is. My, oh, my. That is unfortunate.
He's looking all cute and cuddly at the beginning, you know, and then all of a sudden the light comes on.
That's how they all start, a lot of them, right? They start normal, people fully dressed, and then all of a sudden they
hubba hubba
everything.
I can't even imagine how bad I would look in silhouette form.
Oh, my silhouette is just horrifying.
Oh, don't do that.
I know.
This makes me want to do it, but hide something like on my body or whatever, or like a big stunk, like
an eggplant.
Yeah. So I just look huge, and then somebody removes the filter.
So then, and then like, hey, that was an eggplant. That wasn't as big, dong.
Like, how did you do that? Are you some sort of an internet magician?
Oh, man.
Yep. Goodness gracious.
Go ahead and post underneath that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna post anything. I'm staying far away from that. Yeah. Thank you so much. That is a nude coworker.
Yep. Well, stay away.
Stepping away.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
No one but James is allowed to do any kind of nude content, okay? James is the only one.
Never planned on it. None of us had ever planned on it.
Yeah. Just letting you guys know.
You guys ever want to dip your toes into the nude content world? Talk to me and we can work out something.
Okay. Okay.
You're a nude content consultant.
Yes. Now there's my new career. There we go. Write that one down, too. Nude NCC. Content consultant.
Yeah. It would be interesting to call him, though, and see if he knows. He's got to know by now. Well, it's still up, though.
It is, yeah.
We'll call him.
No.
He's in the middle of something, right?
He's doing stuff. He's got a job to do.
I mean, he's doing a show too, but they could be in songs. I could run down there and see. We know that one of the producers on a show.
I don't know.
He's helped us out before.
I don't know.
Give the show a bit of a bump.
I don't know if actually.
But I don't know
for
violating anything.
At least it was all in. You were like,
it's uncomfortable for me.
You want to talk to a man about his naked body?
That's like the funny thing. It's like, let's talk to him. Let's really break the ice with him right now. Yeah. Like discussing his nudity.
Yeah, let's
Your naked video.
It'll be uncomfortable when we run into him.
Yeah.
It'd be uncomfortable either way.
I mean, it's probably going to get back.
Whether we have the conversation or not.
Yeah. It's probably going to get back.
Right now, it's probably getting back.
Oh, yeah. They're talking about you on the show. Oh, my God. Yeah. They're talking about your new TikTok.
Yep.
Yeah, probably.
This is big for us.
Let's not Let's not get the HR involved in any.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah, that's my only concern right there.
Yeah, mine too.
I already have a history with HR. I don't want to.
History?
He has a history.
History.
He has a history. Well, he told the whole building to F off, I think, at one point.
Well, I had a bit of a meltdown during some COVID situations. Sure. Multiple times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right outside the HR office.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
It was a misunderstanding. Yes. And
I was fed some misinformation about somebody who had it that came through in an email, but the email did not specifically name anybody, and I was...
And then there was some misinformation again, and it led to twisting of twisting.
Yeah, it was not a proud moment. That's why I don't talk about it
much. Did you go up and yell? You started yelling?
He yelled at the very top.
I was very aggressively pointing, and my voice might have been slightly raised, but I wasn't like yelling.
Yes. Okay.
But I was informing them that I don't know what kind of guidelines we're following, but these are not the guidelines that I've read about on the internet from the CDC.
to some very high, very upper level.
To some people that could just squash me like a bug in my entire career.
Yeah.
James. Goodness.
What happened?
I've apologized profusely already.
Yep.
That's why I make sure I'm on time for every single Zoom company call that we have, because I'm not going to make that list.
Yeah. Yeah. One strike. One strike camp.
I guess we shouldn't get involved in this.
We don't want to put James in the hot seat again. Don't want to pull him onto the HR radar for the second time. So, yeah, we'll stay away from it then. We'll let that guy be nude on the internet if he wants. We'll just stay out of it.
His body, his choice.
His body, his choice.
Well said, Andy.
The weird place to work.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It is really weird. It's really weird to be I don't know how we should handle discussing his nudity.
Yeah, we didn't know whether or not we should call the naked man who works with us or not.
And
today.
Let him know that people are seeing him naked.
Every once in a while people will be like, so what'd you talk about today? Like, oh, we had a naked coworker. That we were trying to warn. We didn't know whether or not we should warn him that people are going to see his fully nude body.
Yeah.
But then we decided not to just because of James HR issues.
This way. This seems like something that we would ask. Somebody would ask us. Like, hey, Dave and Chuck.
Yeah, every once in a while we have our own.
You know, I have a TikTok coworker nude. What should I do?
Yeah,
Dave and Chuck story.
Yeah,
now it's
somebody
us.
Spin a top. Is this a dream?
I know, this is weird. I'm feeling like deception as well, yeah.
I don't feel anything.
What?
Oh.
What happened? What?
We're checking to make sure we're still connected to reality.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God.
It's been the top.
I thought, is Andy really seeing a top?
Dave just lost it for a second.
Dave and Lisa.
When you pinch yourself, you're supposed to pinch yourself in a dream to make sure you're...
Yeah, you're making sure you're awake.
Yeah.
You know, you're not in a dream.
You guys both, your eyes got so big, you're like... Are we in an alternate reality? No, guys, we're here.
Because in Inception, they spin the top. And when the top spins, everybody has their own little totem.
Right, right.
And
yeah,
Leo's
that's right.
was a top. Yeah. And you spin the top to make sure the top eventually stops spinning.
Nobody got that joke. And my joke just threw reality upside down.
Askew.
I didn't know why we wouldn't be in reality.
That's the point of comedy.
I was
that's
confused.
I haven't seen Dave look alarmed in a long time. He was like, he got really scared for a second. If you saw the video, you'd see him. He went.
He goes, what?
What? What?
What?
What? It's like when he didn't catch his underwear yesterday, it sent him into a whole parallel universe.
He looked at me like, please tell me it's not true. Whatever they're saying, tell me it's not true.
Okay, I thought Andy was seeing a spinning top. I'm like, what's happening? What has happened?
Jeez. That's what you think of me being a
man.
You think I'm
that.
No. I'm in here.
My thought process. Andy's seeing a spinning top, and I'm like, Chuck sees it too. How do I not see it?
See? You thought an event was happening.
Yeah. I didn't understand why we weren't where we weren't in reality. I thought we were, so I didn't get it.
We're not. Now we're not.
Yeah.
Because you didn't.
So then I looked at Dave.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to pinch myself.
Dave was like, they're pinching!
Pinching and spinning. They both see it. They both see the top. I don't see it.
I don't see anything spinning.
That's a funny.
What's wrong?
That's the funniest thing ever.
Oh, God.
There's a spinning top. I can't see it.
No, I thought only you two could see it. Maybe James and Lisa and I couldn't. So I was like, I've lost my mind. Something's gone wrong. Half the room is different.
Oh, man. Huh?
I've never heard a more truer statement. Half the room is different.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very true. All right. Hopefully that'll be the last reality breakdown I have today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Even though less people are flying, it doesn't mean that less people are losing their minds. Ryanair passenger in the UK downed an entire bottle of vodka before launching into a drunken tirade on board.
It's Ryanair.
It's a whole bottle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The captain resorted to calling air traffic controllers to try and divert the flight, but was unable to do so because a lot of airports are closed because of the pandemic. The court heard that he made the decision to then accelerate the aircraft.
Awesome. That's awesome.
That's crazy.
I'm like, thank you, drunk man, for getting us there. Lickety split.
Yeah, that's a
they got out there well ahead of schedule. We're well ahead.
Yeah. Schedule.
I've also drank an entire bottle of
it. Yeah.
Upon landing, the guy was arrested, and that part was caught on camera by one of the passengers here. Take a listen to. That's him freaking out a little bit. There's the flight attendant trying to get him to calm down. That does look like a cheap airline.
No, it's quite.
That looks like that plane's from the 70s. Mm.
Yeah, they got a discount, huge discount on it.
Lots of pictures everywhere on a plane. That's weird.
It's like all advertising.
Yeah.
I've never seen an
airplane sell advertising on it.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It looks like the way a bus has those like banners inside of them. That's what they have.
Ryanair does the same thing.
Yeah.
They say that he, about an hour into the flight, he was flying from Tenerife to Manchester. First off, he refused to wear a face mask. Staff became concerned because he was clearly intoxicated, and on the seat next to him was an open bottle of Smirnoff. They moved him to the back of the plane, but he continued to be drunk. He confirmed he drank almost the entire bottle of vodka. He then became abusive. He told one flight attendant to F off. He became aggressive with another member of the cabin crew. He then headbutted a male flight attendant.
Sure.
The dude was like, oh, oh my God. Why?
When a female flight attendant rushed to assist, he then stroked her arm and tried to hug her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So this guy was just all the drunk.
Yeah.
He was all the drunk. He was mad and horny.
He had all the side effects.
As he was trying to make out with the female flight attendant, he saw someone filming him, and then he went crazy for them, tried to jump over the chair to get them. The captain realized what was going on, tried to get the plane to land in other airports, but these are smaller airports. They're closed because of the pandemic, so he had to continue the flight but accelerated it. They arrived in Manchester well ahead of schedule. Once he arrived, he was arrested by police, and he did damage the police van by banging his head against the doors and windows.
They'll let you do that.
They will go ahead and knock yourself out.
Yep.
That's
it is funny. He went through all the different. He was like, "F off," and then he was like, "Look at your arms."
I like the idea in my head of it working on her.
Yeah,
she was like, "Oh my god, you are attractive."
I never had it. Do you just like notice my arms?
Yeah, you're the prettiest arms I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's like, "Why don't you come back? I got a seat."
I don't know. I'm just moving my bottle.
Go there and spend the night.
His lawyer says, upon hearing what he did, he is deeply remorseful.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
When he traveled back into the UK from abroad, he was taken back to the police station. He appeared in court through a video link. One passenger said about 2 hours in, that's when this guy started really getting crazy, screaming, shouting. Most people on the flight were old people. They screamed that he was yelling gibberish. He told them to F off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
F off.
And then when the cabin crew came to deal with it, that's when everything happened. That's when he headbutted one guy, pushed him out of the way,
made up with a
tried to make out with the
female. I hope the lawyer did tell him back like what he did, and he was like, "I am deeply remorseful."
Yeah, like a real play-by-play of it all.
The case has been adjourned until next month. In the meantime, he was granted bail with a condition that he has to show up at the police station and check in twice a week.
He's got to go there. He's like, "Hello, it's me.
All right.
I've not drank a bottle of vodka today.
Thank you.
All right, see ya.
24-year-old Daniel Hendry, that's his name.
Mm. Yep.
He had been moving back from Spain to live in Liverpool. That's how this all played out. Mm. Quite a flight.
Yeah, I think a lot of Ryanair flights are wild.
Yeah. We've heard of a couple. Yeah. I think because they go to those tropical destinations. They're taking folks from the UK who love to drink to tropical destinations where they're going to drink more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of them get on the plane already wasted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like cheap. The spirit of over there.
Yeah. Is it bad to hold in your farts?
I feel like it is. I feel so bad right now.
Yeah, I feel like I'll bubble up eventually. I'm out the top.
Over the course of a given day, the average person blows ass 12 to 25 times.
Yeah.
On a few of those occasions, possibly at formal occasions or work or a hot date, you'll hold it in because you want to be socially polite. But that gas has to go somewhere. So they just explored this. What if you held in all your farts?
You'd burst. Wouldn't you burst?
Something would happen. Something terrible.
First up, pain, bloating, and heartburn.
Yep, got it.
That's because when you tighten your sphincter muscles, the pressure builds on the gas in your system. Oh. Holding it in long enough, that gas can just absorb into your bloodstream, pass into your lungs, and take the form of a burp, probably already knew.
I didn't know that, but I was just making a joke.
I didn't know how that... I didn't realize that is how it happened, that it went into your blood and your blood took it to your lungs. I didn't know that that's how it happened.
Another possibility, swollen and inflamed pouches could end up forming on your intestinal walls. That's called diverticulitis.
Mm.
It can end up giving you the runs, fever, even cause ass bleeding.
That's not good.
Got it.
Don't want that.
Chuck has all those. Got it. So for the sake of your health, let it rip.
Okay. That's it then. It's going to change in here.
That's not allowed.
It's going to change in here.
We got to put Chuck now in his own bubble.
Well,
just in a dome.
When Dave.
The Chuck Domes.
Yeah.
Freely.
Listen, as soon as this COVID stuff goes away, there's going to be a lot of little personal domes that are going to be up for sale.
Yep. So you
can
buy one for you and you can fart the show
away.
Welcome to Fart Dome.
It's not a dome I
want to
be in.
I don't want to even be in that dome.
No.
You know, I don't want to
be like,
in.
Let me out of here.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm out. I'm stuck in my own fart dome.
I got to cut it out.
It's so bad. No, don't cut
it.
I'm like, don't. Pop get out of here.
Don't pop it.
He's
puking.
That's when I run with a gas mask to perform CPR on Chuck.
Yeah. Really don't. You don't want to be in it.
You want me to just fart over here and do this a lot.
I just pictured the dome just starts to get steamy.
Yep. Chuck, are you still in there? We can't see you. Why is it so foggy?
Pass is out there. Farts. Like a little dumpling, just steaming and farts.
Chuck, are you okay?
My legs are twitching outside of the dome.
He gassed himself. He gassed himself.
Yep.
Mustard gas. Hey, crazy bread. I ate some crazy bread.
It's always crazy bread.
Always crazy bread.
Every time.
That is the cause of most of his intestinal distress.
crazy bread.
I'm telling you.
And he never stops, though.
His diet is crazy bread.
So good.
And yeah. But it's this like vicious circle of crazy bread, intestinal distress. Crazy bread, intestinal distress.
I just can't help myself.
That's what's so crazy about it.
But when you, listen, when you were like, hey, will your farts kill you? Right at the very beginning, in my brain at that very moment, I was like, man, I haven't left this room yet today, which means I've held my farts in this whole entire time.
Yeah, why don't you just go feeling, do what you normally
well,
do?
That's what I normally, yeah, that's what right. I normally do. You go to the bathroom, you let a couple outside. Out. Mm-hmm. That's Andy's territory. Yeah, I don't want to mark his territory.
Yeah, that's where I mark my territory is.
Yeah, exactly. I let him do his stuff out there. I've got the bathroom. That's my territory.
Okay.
But I realized I hadn't left, so I was like, oof.
Which is crazy that you haven't left your seat.
I never do. Guy. I know. I almost
three and a half hours. Yep. 3.5 hours. He has not
sat
even,
there.
He hasn't gotten up in three and a half hours.
I just sit here
I don't
all
know
day.
How he does it.
We
honestly.
All get up and leave every
Everybody
commercial break.
I just don't
you
know
just
why.
You don't even get off
get
your
up
seat.
And leave.
Guys, why just wouldn't stay, you get up and leave?
We've got 4 minutes.
Because it's good to move.
Move around.
It's good to move.
I eat and do things. I don't know.
For me, it's like I'm at a zoo. I'm looking through the window, watching the animal in his natural habitat, just sitting in the chair, playing on his phone.
That's it.
Chuck the Freak in his natural habitat, yeah. Just perusing the internet for weird, useless facts.
That's it.
And colony building tips and
yep.
Pornography.
That's all I'm doing. But I realized I'm going to have to take a walk.
Let some of this step, I see step out of your fart dome.
It's not the whole time you're sitting.
No. That's when I have to fart.
Mm. Other science news today. Listen to this. Scientists have taught spinach to send emails.
That's the last
you guys, I got an email from spinach.
Oh, man, they never stop emailing.
Spinach keeps spamming me.
And it could warn us about climate change.
Help.
I know, spinach, okay? I know.
Just stop doing all the things you're doing.
So spinach sounds like a nerd robot.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Scientists have managed to engineer spinach plants capable of sending emails. Through nanotechnology, engineers at MIT have transformed spinach into sensors capable of detecting explosive materials. These plants are then able to wirelessly relay this information back to the scientists. When the spinach roots detect the presence in groundwater, a compound often found in explosives like landmines, it emits a signal. The signal is then read by an infrared camera, sending an email alert to scientists.
Man. Crazy what science can be doing these days with these spinach.
Oh, yeah.
You hear about that spinach that can email people? They sending all kinds of emails to spinach.
You think you're crazy.
You would.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go sit at a bus stop today and say that to people.
That's what the spinach that emails.
Hey, I don't know if you guys noticed. I know your bus is almost here, but I want to let you know that now. It's emailing people now. I don't know if you can take that with you on
bus right here. No, bus stop, stop bus. I'll just get on this one.
No, tell everybody on the bus.
Oh,
okay?
I will. Bye bye.
The roots are emailing people.
Dude, that guy out there is crazy, huh? He was talking about spinach emailing things.
He's waving.
He's bye. I know. I see him. Bye, spinach man.
Everyone ignores him.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a hat made of spinach?
Yeah, sure it
spinach
is.
Spinach man.
It's just my hair. It is unwashed. I can still hear you.
I didn't even realize that's a possibility that spinach could email.
No one knew.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.